Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Scores of local farm leaders from across the state will be making their way to Frank for tomorrow, part of Farm Bureau's legislative drive-in. In short, says the farm group's Jeff Harper, Director of Public Affairs, this helps legislators put a face with an issue, so to speak.
We traditionally do this during the 60-day or the even year budget sessions, and we'll have approximately 200 of our voluntary leaders assemble in Frankfort. We'll provide them with a legislative update that morning, and then obviously we always encourage them to go see their representatives and senators over at the Capitol.
Tomorrow will be the 47th day of the 60-day session. Harper, the group's chief lobbyist, says there's still time for these farmers to make a difference. He says they have on their minds at least a couple of issues dealing with fiscal affairs.
The state budget will probably be in the state Senate at that time, and as always, Farm Bureau has a keen interest in the state budget. Particularly this year, the funding for the Breathitt Veterinary Center, and obviously attempting to increase our cost share for our soil erosion and water quality cost share program.
We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you're going to receive $1 million.
But why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
Wait.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Yay!
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
We're back today with Farm Bureau's Director of Public Affairs, Jeff Harper, on the group's legislative drive-in to Frankfort tomorrow. As a lobbyist, he feels a short-term impact of the event is that it serves to reinforce the organization's day-to-day lobbying efforts to present farm issues.
I think the immediate impact is members of the General Assembly always welcome hearing from their constituents, from their districts. Obviously, the lobbying team is up there on a daily basis lobbying for Farm Bureau policy, but it's always good for the General Assembly members to hear from the folks back home.
Long term, he says tomorrow's face-to-face farmer legislator visits serve to build relationships. He says often lobbying a particular issue or point of view is a long-term effort.
Obviously, there's going to be a 2013 session of the General Assembly, so the relationships that they can establish or enhance are always beneficial to our organization.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.